and done many behavioral health talks. But the difference between those experiences and even just standing in that green room was palpable. I was trying to find a place to set up camp in a room with 20 other speakers, each of us waiting to be called to do our TED-style 20-minute talk at this day-long event, when that lonely feeling of not belonging and being out of place started washing over me. I first checked if it was a gender thing because to date, I'm often still the only female speaker backstage. But that wasn't it. It wasn't homesickness, because I was 30 minutes from my house in Houston. When I heard the event organizers talking to the audience, I pulled back a small section of the heavy velvet curtains that separated the green room from the auditorium and peeked out. It was like a Brooks Brothers convention, rows of mostly men in white shirts and very dark suits. I shut the curtain and started to panic. The guy standing close to me was a young, super energetic speaker who, you could tell, had never met a stranger. I'm not even sure what he was saying to me when I cut him off in mid-sentence. Oh my God, these are all business people, like executives or FBI agents. He chuckled, "Yeah, mate, it's a conference for C-levels. Didn't they tell you that?" The blood drained out of my face as I slowly sat down on the empty chair next to me. He explained, "You know, CEOs, COOs, CFOs, CMOs, CHROs." All I could think was, there is no way I'm going to tell this guy the truth. He knelt next to me and put his arm on my shoulder. "You okay, mate?" Maybe it was the Australian accent or the big smile or the name Pete that made this guy instantly trustworthy. But I turned to him and said, "They did tell me it was a C-level audience, but I thought that meant down to earth. Like, these are real sea-level people, salt of the earth, like sea-level, S-E-A level." Through a huge booming laugh, he said, "Oh, that's brilliant. You should use that, man." I looked at him in the eye and said, "It's not funny. I'm talking about shame and the danger of not believing we're enough." There was a long pause before I added, ironically. By that time, a woman from Washington, D.C., who was doing her 20-minute talk on the oil trade, was standing beside us. She looked at me and said, "Shame? As in the emotion? Like, I'm ashamed?" Before I could even admit that that was true, she said, "Huh, interesting, better you than me," and walked off. I'll never forget Pete's response. Look out into that audience again. These are people, just people, and no one talks to them about shame. And every single one of them is in it up to their eyeballs, just like the rest of us. Look at them. They're people. I think either the truth of his advice or the thought of my topic got to him because he stood up, squeezed my shoulder, and walked away. I quickly pulled out my laptop and searched popular MBA in business terms. I was thinking maybe I can put some hard corners on my topic by weaving in a little business lingo. Damn, it was like reading Old Hat, New Hat, the Berenstain Bears book that my kids loved when they were little. It's the story of Papa Bear going to the hat store and trying on 50 different hats to replace his old raggedy hat. But of course, all of the new hats have issues. Too loose, too tight, too heavy, too light. It goes on for pages until it reaches the logical conclusion of keeping the old ugly hat that fits perfectly. I started whispering some of the terms to myself to see if I could pull it off. Long pole item. No, too tall. Critical pathway. No, too trafficky. Skip level. No, too hopscotchy. Incentive. Maybe. Incentivize? Wait, what? I call bullshit. You can't just add eyes to stuff. Mercifully, my husband Steve called and interrupted my Berenstain Bears business search. "How are you? Are you ready?" he asked. "No, it's a total cluster," I said. After I explained the situation, he was very quiet. Using his serious voice, the one reserved for panicked parents calling for medical advice, because he's a pediatrician, or for me when I'm losing my mind, he said, "Brené, promise me that you will not use any of those dumbass words. I mean it." I was near tears at this point. I whispered, "I promise. But you should see these people, Steve. It's like a funeral, and not a funeral in my family. It's not a fancy Wranglers and an appropriately somber